Hey, sinner, you're running out of time. How much longer do you think you have before you go completely blind? The choice is now before you. It's time to break sin spell and claim your destination. Is it heaven or is it hell? Hey, sinner, salvation's calling you. That long black train is rolling, sweet chariots are coming too. You can ride that cloud to heaven or take that train to hell. But the chance for you has come today to break old Satan's spell. Hey, sinner, God's chariot's swinging low. We take that ride on high or end up down below. Right now the time's before you to break old Satan's spell and give your heart to Jesus or send your soul to hell. Oh, hey, sinner, you're running out of time. How much longer do you think you have before you go completely blind? The choice is now before you. It's time to break sin spell and claim your destination. Is it heaven or is it hell? The choice is now before you. It's time to break sin spell and claim your destination. Is it heaven or is it hell?
Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph. Good evening, brothers.
And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph, I think again from Oklahoma.
Amen, amen. Well, I know we've got a couple callers, and I'll be looking forward to them, and looking forward to a good program.
All right, thank you, sir. Sure appreciate it. And we do welcome everybody again to Hope is Alive, the show about testimony, the show about the work of what Jesus has done in people's life. We thank you for joining us. I want to read a scripture real quick. It came across this evening and thought it'd be a good scripture to read. Isaiah 25:1. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will give thanks to your name, for you have worked wonders. And that's why we come on here every week, so people can give testimony of the wonders that have happened in their life that were worked by the Lord, working through his vessels, Christians. And if you have any questions regarding deliverance, go to deliveranceusa.com. It has a wealth of information there. Or you can call Richard at the office, 307-742-7582, and get the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. It is a manual for expelling demons, and it's a manual for just all around, a great all around tool for a Christian to have in his arsenal. Pastor, I believe you have a little story to tell tonight. Is that right?
Well, it's something kind of exciting. You know, we have our Monday evening ministry session every week, have for 35 years now. And that was good. We had 18 cases, came for deliverance, healing, and all. But what was most exciting, my case was rather routine, but what was most exciting was I'd had a lady call me about bringing in her 10-year-old great-grandson, who was living with the grandmother. And this little guy was having all kinds of problems of rebellion and fighting and bitterness, and he had a tough start. His mom had schizophrenia, and that was not there, and it was just a lot of problems starting up. But anyway, I didn't have much time, of course. She said he gets out of school at 3:30. I told her, well, I've got to leave at 4:45 to go down to get ready for the meeting on Monday night. Well, so I said, but usually with children it's very easy and quick. Well, as it turns out, it really was. Hallelujah. Yes, we first off got him born again. He wasn't real sure about that. It took him through salvation. And then we got into the deliverance part. The great-grandmother had filled out the problem list, which wasn't that many, but it was pretty quick. And usually with kids, you don't have to go through all the steps that we do with adults. Apparently, these spirits, for the most part, are not deeply rooted yet many times in a child. And that's what it turned out to be. He felt them come out. I even gave him a little Bible there in the office to touch on himself. Well, he was touching it and felt the spirits moving in his body. I was coming against rebellion and just various things that his great-grandmother had circled on the list, commanding him to go. And at one point, something was hung up right up in his temple area, and I put the Bible right there on his temple, and it blew on out, praise God. So that was very successful, and he was feeling really good. And then he told him about the baptism, the Holy Spirit was speaking in tongues, and he thought that sounded neat. I took him to the prayer where he asked Jesus to baptize him in the Holy Spirit, and the grandmother, great-grandmother's already baptized and was speaking in tongues, and we spoke in tongues, and sure enough, he opened his mouth, and he did. And it just started flowing, you know. All this in 35 minutes. And so I had to leave to go to you know, down for the main Monday evening session, but I talked to the grandmother this afternoon, and while he's living with the grandmother, she said on the way home he was so happy, and that he started singing in tongues in the car. So he really got the baptism. In fact, she sent me a video of him doing that. So praise God. I'm still on a high from just that one, Ralph.
Well, praise the Lord. You know, and it's a shame that that's all too common in our country today, where grandparents are having to raise the children because of the oppressions upon so many parents today. But I just thank God that there he was a great-grandmother that knew about deliverance, knew about the works of Jesus, and recognized that they were dealing with something spiritual, and was able to help this young man, because that's a pretty traumatic thing for children when the parents are off. A lot of times it's for drugs. At this time it was schizophrenia, but a lot of times it's because of drug use, and there's going to be a definite level of feeling rejected when your parents aren't there. So it's great because Jesus can heal that trauma. The Holy Spirit can bring comfort upon the child, and we have all power and authority to cast those out.
Amen. But I think that's about the quickest one I've done with all that happening.
Well, now you got your quickest deliverance out of the way. So.
Yes, that's it, Jesus. Not surprised at anything.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else to possibly report on Monday night?
Well, it was good ministry. Everyone did well that I've talked to. And the first one on the show tonight was ministered to a week ago Monday. And so he's going to tell his story. But, yeah, it's just the every Monday evening thing. It's. I ask the people if they've been here before when they come in, and the majority of them never have. You know, it was their first time. So there's new people coming every Monday night from all over. There were two from Ohio there Monday night. So it's just amazing to me. But the need is much. Workers are few, and we're still just a drop in the bucket. So few Christians know and seem to get into doing this and helping the people around them. It's everybody, I mean, people just everywhere around us have these problems that turn out so typically to be spiritual that can be cast out and the problem's gone. So, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We do thank you, Lord, for this this gift you've given us. And it is easy to see. I mean, just go to the local grocery store, go to the local Walmart. Just pay attention to people around you, and you can just see the absolute oppressions upon us today. I mean, you can see spirits of addiction, spirits of overeating, poor health, spirits of infirmity. I mean, they're just everywhere. Spirits of suicide as well too. The need is definitely there. That's why we're here, is to encourage people that if they're having these issues themselves in their lives, that there is a process to get these out. And if they already have gone through it, we do encourage you to witness to other people, do the training, and do what you can to help people, because it's needed. We're commissioned to do this stuff, and it's needed. And we could easily just turn this country around for our Lord if we could just start casting these out of more and more people.
Amen. And that deceiver, that lying demon that lies into people's heads in conjunction with the suicide spirit, that voice speaking into their head saying, go ahead and take yourself out, nobody loves you, da-da-da-da.
Yes.
And a certain number of people wind up listening to it and following it. And then those demons got points from Satan, and they go on up the ladder in their ranking.
Yes.
They took Christians out.
And it's sometimes just that quiet whisper behind the ear. Sometimes it's an overwhelming voice. But
yes.
It is so typical. And you really see it a lot with people with addiction. And I've had a few conversations, especially with the loss of loved one of my family through addiction, and talking with other people, and everybody wants to know why, and it's plain and simple. The enemy lies to us. The enemy lies to us, and then we believe it.
And then some that's stronger than that, they're actually seeing demons. I had a lady call today at the ministry office, and she knows she's got them. She even knows some of their names, and they talk to her, and she sees all this going on around her. She's coming this next Monday night. In fact, I went ahead and scheduled to work with her because it sounded like a pretty strong case. So maybe that'll be another radio testimony shortly.
Maybe. And there are some people that see them. I saw them almost all my life. I can remember the first manifestation being somewhere around 9 years old that I can actually remember. And felt physical manifestations, saw them. I remember being held in the bed. I remember feeling an actual hand over my mouth so I could cry out. And those little things were affecting me most of my life. I know that it affects others because I read about it. I hear about it. I hear testimonies about it. I read about it. And they, you know, the world just tries to explain it off in so many ways when we're told right in Scripture what it is and how to deal with it. So that's why we're here. That is why we're here, is to be able to help people overcome it. They hear these testimonies. They hear someone say, hey, this is what was going on in my life, and I went through this process. The Christian brother or sister helped me, and now these things aren't there anymore. And as Pastor Cox says, it's really hard to argue with that. It's very, very hard to argue with that. And there might be some that do, but it's awful hard to. Personal testimony,
right.
Word of mouth is the best advertising. I mean, we think,
yes.
They think about, that's how the gospel spread, by word of mouth. Hey, this is what happened. This is what happened. And so that's why we come here each weekend. I'm sorry, each weekend. I don't know what day it is. Each Wednesday, so we can talk about this to let people know about it. And, of course, that's deliveranceusa.com. If you have any questions about deliverance, everything is on there. I mean, it is just a wealth of information, different tools, different prayers, the I Ams. They're just all there, testimonies, training. Definitely encourage you to take advantage of that. Or if you're one that still likes to use a book, which a lot of people do, and I like to use a book as well, you can get the book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, by Pastor Cox. And again, you can obtain that by calling Richard at the office, 307-742-7582. Pastor, we have Hunter. Hunter, thank you for joining us.
Thank you all for having me.
Yes, hi, Hunter. Great to
have
you aboard tonight. Yeah, excited. I know you have a good testimony to tell, and so Hunter, why don't you just go ahead and give some history on yourself, how you, when you were born again, and then how you learned about deliverance, and any experiences you'd like to share about what you had and your deliverance and changes you've seen. So go right ahead.
Yeah, been a cowboy for a long time, and throughout that I associated a lot of alcohol and a lot of other stereotypes that went along with it. And, back in 2011, I was born again and had a lot of bondage and problems in my marriage, and through counseling with some great people, we learned about this deliverance. So they urged me to attend, and I kind of was back and forth with it, and finally took a leap of faith and went. And I didn't know everything that was really going on in my life until that night, and it was a great relief in so many different ways. I walked out of there feeling about like a feather, just so relieved. All the weight was lifted off of me, and I felt right. I felt one again. And I kind of had some issues there. A couple of days I had some real spiritual warfare going on, and I recognized it for what it was and not just bad things in my life and problems that, you know, come and go. And it really was an experience to learn about it and experience for myself. I've heard about it a lot, and to actually go and attend and experience it, it was a true blessing for me.
Hunter, when you came in, of course, we went through the teaching about all this, and so many people had come, they don't know anything about deliverance, so I try to start at a zero level and work up, and so kind of explained how this all works and all. So then we went through the door closing prayer. At that time, you wound up being with one of the ladies, actually one of our new ones, Jennifer, who hasn't been doing it, I guess, 6-8 months or so, and she's really turned into an excellent minister. Maybe you could talk about what all went on when you guys got into it, and did you feel these things coming out, and so on?
Yes, various ways. Didn't really... mine kind of... The way I felt them was either just real pain in kind of my stomach or my heart. But as, you know, various ones left, I kind of, you know, yawned and left me, and or I felt tingle all the way down to my toes and then it was gone, or just something as simple as just the pain just went away. And it was really out of this world to really experience it and feel just relief of them. And I was kind of nervous, to be honest, going into it. Didn't really know what to expect. We talked about, you know, voices and all this kind of stuff, and I was real nervous, but after actually getting in there and going through it, and it, the more it went on, the more confident I was, because I felt it happening. I felt the Holy Spirit actually healing me, and it just, I can't describe it enough how it feels. It's amazing. And we
was she able to get the hit? Was your minister able to get the hit demon up where she could interrogate it?
We did not, actually. We didn't get to,
okay,
it.
But you were able to feel these things moving around and coming out.
Yes.
And did you get hold of an alcohol spirit, do you know?
Yes. Addiction came on me, and it was pretty powerful, and some lust and a bunch of you know, selfishness, and other ones were real big ones that I felt, and we touched a lot of them, and some of them were just real powerful and I could really feel them, and others just, it was just an even more of a enlightening experience.
Mm-hmm. How many evil spirits do you think were finally cast out?
Oh, probably close to 15.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say probably.
Praise
what
God.
I ended up feeling. Some that we touched
well,
on, I didn't even, I didn't circle them, or I didn't even recognize them, and we went ahead and went through them, and they were there, and
uh-huh.
just through the Holy Spirit, we were able to recognize it and cast it out.
Praise God. And of course, as we've learned, those, as the scriptures say, they're there to steal, kill, and destroy. So we know they're not there for your health. And every one of them that comes out, typically a person will feel a little better. Is that kind of what you were experiencing? Each one would come out, you feel better?
Absolutely. It was
praise God.
It was just like chains falling off, and I was just coming closer and closer to the surface of the water, and it just finally I broke the top and I could breathe again.
Now, yeah, it's kind of like swimming up to the surface.
Absolutely.
Yeah, awesome.
You know, you don't really realize you're drowning until it's almost too late.
Yeah. Well, so many people don't know about all this and to get help. So how was it your counselor suggested you come? Was that how you learned about us?
Yes, sir. We do marriage counseling and attend the same church, and he suggested that I attend, and I listened to him, and he's really in touch with God, and he spoke through him to tell me, hey, let's do this, and I did it, and it's really changed my life. A lot of people can see change that just not of me. It had, you know, there had a guy tell me, he said, man, you're not even the same person. What happened? You all right? I said, man, I'm great. You know, that's what it's about is just a complete change in me. And
yes,
it's great. You know, I still have, you know, battles, but it's easier to overcome them now and continue forward because I'm able to recognize a lot of the attacks.
Yes.
Well,
that's one advantage of going through this. You hopefully learn about the enemy and how to deal with him. Have you had a chance to memorize Luke 10:19 yet?
Not fully. I'm close. But
okay. Y'all get that down and start saying it a lot. The enemy doesn't want to hear it. So
absolutely.
It's neat that we can do that.
Yeah.
Well, Hunter, look how easy it would have been to have missed this. If that counselor had somehow not ever said anything about deliverance, you would have missed all that you've received.
Absolutely.
And there's so many people out there.
Still be on the rocks, or we'd be fully divorced, and my whole world could be a whole lot different. I could be really worse off in addiction and just not in a real good place.
Has your wife noticed a difference in you?
Oh yes. She's very tickled. She's kind of still wanting to make sure everything is correct and plays out, and that it's not, you know, I guess that it is
temporary.
You know, really a change and not just something that it's put in front of her eyes, but yeah, she sees a huge difference.
Praise God. Well, just like the person said, you look different. She's bound to notice if other people are, and that's typical of what we see. We often talk about how people even look younger. Of course, you're young to start with, but older people looking so much younger after their deliverance. And it's we marvel at that constantly, all of us, and how excited and happy they seem to be.
Yeah.
Well, Have you had any other experiences yet that you'd like to share?
Not too bad. I had a episode, I guess it was Tuesday, that I was out in the barn, and I was video chatting with my wife, and we were praying, and really kind of led into about 2 o'clock, about, no, it was maybe 2:30, 2:45, and we ended, and she was tired and wanted to go to bed, so we cut her off, and I stayed out there and had some one-on-one time, and really was trying to get just anything I could out, and just praying and speaking in tongue, and I was really acknowledging that the devils, you know, and demons don't have no possession over me no more. And about that time when I was really getting into it, two doors slammed in our barn, and I just felt tingling all over my body, and I got up and went inside and really started praying, put some worship music on, and called my wife, and we prayed real hard and put boundaries up, and at that time I just felt the overall peace come over me, and I really feel that since then I was under a real big attack, because they didn't want me doing what I was doing, and I guess spirit of fear tried to come in me, and he had no place, and finally he recognized
Hallelujah.
That it was just peaceful.
Hallelujah. Well, as the Bible says, like in James 4:7, submit yourself to God, which you've done, of course, then resist the devil and he'll flee. So there are lots of ways to resist, the primary, of course, being in the name of Jesus, just rebuking anything. I tell people if something's coming at them, if they can't remember anything else, just remember to say the name of Jesus over and over. That's how we drive a lot of demons out. I do, and when I'm ministering, I keep saying Jesus over and over. The demons don't like it. And so memorize that, Luke 10:19. As soon as you can, start saying that at them. But often they'll put out some new assignments coming out of Satan's war room. Just like you said, they don't like what you've done. They're trying to counterattack. Well, the greater one is in us, and we have all power if we use it and resist, and they'll go. So it's an ongoing thing while we're in the war zone here on earth. When we go to heaven, we won't have to mess with any of these demons, but here we are in the middle of it. But praise God for what we've been given from the cross, all power in Jesus' name, to even do the same works of Jesus, John 14:12. It's an amazing thing what we've received from the cross. So, sounds like you're learning to use that. Hallelujah. And you'll be even more ready next time.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So. Well, in the remaining, anything else you'd like to share in the remaining several minutes?
God really spoke to me and came into my heart. I'm going to start trying to attend some of the deliverances and really try to share my experiences and to really help others, because it was a true blessing that it happened in my life, and why would I sit back and not glorify God and what he has done for me and really share my testimony, share my experience. And through that, I'm gonna really get a kick start in it and get to help in any way I can. And I'm
praise
really excited
God
about it. And
you know, I'm excited you're going through the training, and you're going to be sitting in with me, looks like, next Monday on a case I'm scheduled with. And so that's how we've all learned with sitting in. It's how I learned as well 41 years ago now. My gosh, it finally hit me. I've been at this 41 years now. September of 78 was my first deliverance. So, hallelujah, it's been high adventure, and I, of course, keep praising the Lord over and over. Somebody shared with me, because I could have missed it. So that's why you're right on. It's so important to share with people, because there's people out there needing help and looking for help, and they don't know what to do about it. They're actually seeing demons, and they know, you know, they feel them and all this kind of thing going on, and they don't know where to go. So, hallelujah. Well, thank you so much. It's an awesome testimony tonight, Hunter.
Yes, Hunter.
Excited.
We do appreciate you.
Excited
hey,
you're going
thank
forward
y'all again
like
for having
this.
Me. It's a true honor.
Yes, great. Great to have you aboard, brother. God bless
Hunter,
you.
I would suggest if she hasn't, that your wife consider going through deliverance as well, too.
Yes, sir. She,
it's so important.
Yes. She has.
So important because you're okay. Well, fantastic then. Fantastic. So, fantastic. Well, praise the Lord that you had a good, godly marriage counselor that knew about this and shared it with you. Because when these spirits of convention, when it comes to marriage, there'll be spirits that completely block you from hearing what your spouse is actually saying, or will convince you they said something different, and they're there just to destroy marriages. So, praise God and just thank you for coming on and sharing your testimony.
So good night, Hunter. Thank you. Well, I guess he signed off.
Good. Yeah, that's a good testimony. I like the way he explained that. It was like the chains were coming off, and he was able to get to the top of the water.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that cool?
It is. That's just a fantastic way to explain it. Pastor, we have Kim. Kim, thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hi, Kim. Thank you for calling in.
Yes.
Kim, why don't you go
glad
ahead?
Glad to talk to you.
Go ahead and... Great. Well, go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and how you learned about deliverance and then what your deliverance was like, any changes you've seen and all that. So go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I was baptized when I was 12 and had an understanding of who God was and Jesus was then. Just wasn't, I think it was more of a, you know, my friends at church were getting baptized, and so I wanted to do that. But, and then I kind of, you know, my parents took me to church and Sunday school once in a while. We weren't, you know, regular. So always, you know, felt kind of different, but I always loved God and, you know, knew about Him, but didn't really have a relationship with Him until I was much older. When I was 16 or 17, went to a different church and just started learning about the Holy Spirit and learning more, but then I still kind of had one foot in the world and one foot in church, and you know that never works. And so many years later, off and on, had two boys, had two children, and then got divorced. And when I was 38, my kids went to church, and then my sons did, and they talked me into coming to church with them. And man, I'm telling you what, it just had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, and that was, oh goodness, a long time ago, and 20 some years ago. And I have been going hard for Jesus since. I've been through some deliverance previously. And have learned some things, and but just this last few years have just really had some anxiety and some things that just couldn't get over, you know, couldn't, like, I wasn't getting breakthrough, and I was talking to Pastor Wayman White in Bartlesville. He's a friend of mine, and I've actually done some ministry with him before, and have in my past have done some helped with some deliverance ministry and been in prayer, some prayer things, and he was telling me about the deliverance ministry in Oklahoma City with you, and how him and some of his other church members had come, had driven from Bartlesville to Oklahoma City. And so I thought, I just felt like that maybe was something I needed to do, but I sat on it for a while and just prayed about it, and you just kept coming to my mind, and so I thought, you know, I think I'm going to go. So that's my story.
Wow, so when you came down, we went through the teaching and all, and door closing
yes.
prayer, and then a minister was put with you.
Yes.
And what went on then once you sat down with her?
Well, you know, we filled out the papers, talked just some things that we checked the things that I've had a history of that maybe it's not really affecting me now, but also things that were, she asked me about the things that were affecting me now. And so I told her, and so she began to pray. We began to pray about those things, and you know, the Holy Spirit will, for me, when I'm in prayer, and when, you know, when I feel like there's movement with the Holy Spirit, something's happening. You know, you can tell. I mean. If you feel like the Lord wants to deal with you, because that would be one of the things she would say. Like, for instance, you know, I had some issues with my mom that I've dealt with in my past. I've had lots of healing, lots of deliverance, just been stuff in my past. But, you know, the Lord, he wants to peel things back. And so I felt like he was, you know, I became very tearful, and I was like, okay, there's something there that the Lord really wants to deal with. And whether it's, you know, some forgiveness, maybe some old wounds that just I thought were maybe healed, and the Lord was like putting his finger on it, saying, no, maybe we need to go back there and revisit that for a little bit. And so she would pray for me, and just command the, you know, any spirit to leave, and you know, nothing, there wasn't any shaking, there wasn't any, you know, nothing, you know, big happened. It was just a yawn, you know. I would yawn, and there would just be that peace, you know, that God can give us, you know. Maybe just some joy, a little joy, feel a little bit more joyful, and you could just tell, you know, you can tell when the Holy Spirit's healing.
Yes, and that yawning and coughing and burping is pretty common with people, especially yawning.
Right.
That's probably the most common.
Yeah.
When those spirits are coming out.
Right.
And so that's pretty good, typical, pretty common.
Yeah.
So
it is.
You dealt with some traumas of the past and all, did you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the breaking of ungodly soul ties. And it was Susan that was your minister, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Uh-huh.
I really liked her.
I was thinking it was. Yeah, she's one of our best ministers, and she does
mm-hmm.
the steps really well. And
mm-hmm.
So I know you've got the works.
Yes.
The interesting part of it is that
I wanted to come for myself because I knew that there was some things that I just wasn't able to get breakthrough in, and I needed help. But I also had brought a friend of mine who you know, needed to come to. And I'll be honest with you, I really didn't think that when I went in there, I mean, I figured there'd be some things I needed, some healing, but I wasn't so sure that there'd be, you know, our pride, you know, I've dealt with those things, you know, that pride of, that we can have that, like, oh, I'm good, you know, and we went in there, but we were, when we left, man, I'm telling you, we were the last ones to leave, so, yeah, she worked me over good, she did a good job.
How's your friend doing?
He's doing great, doing very good.
Right. Praise God. Well, most people would unload around a minimum of 36, or some spirits actually leave in the breaking, well, in the door closing prayer. Sometimes some spirits will leave, and some more will leave in the breaking of ungodly soul ties. That's a big door. And in that trauma door, where the inner healing takes place of those memories of the and traumas of the past that carry bad feelings. That's the
right.
Supernatural where Jesus takes those bad feelings. It's just, I love to see that. And then, of course, but a certain number of spirits can leave in all those steps. And when you get to the list, a certain number are often gone, but then that's when you would hopefully wind it up with any that are left.
Right.
So how did you feel when you were finished?
You know, I was exhausted. But I was exhausted, but I also, you know, I felt like there was a burden, you know. I felt joy, lots of joy. I mean, I was tired, but I had lots of joy, you know. So it was good. I mean, I think that, interesting enough, the next day, you know, when I first woke up, there was like some heaviness on me. And I was just like, oh, no, I'm not even gonna take that. I just rebuked that now because I you know, I just thought that was just the enemy trying to come back and wear me down, and I just was like, no,
yeah.
I think I'll stick with my freedom. Thank you.
And then it blew off.
Yes, yes.
Praise God. Yeah, the brother that was on just before you had a similar experience after his deliverance, that there was some stuff trying to come against him, and he did the same thing. He resisted it, and it blew off.
Yeah, well, scripture's true, you know. You resist the enemy, and he will flee. So, submit to the Lord and resist the enemy. And I really, you know, the training and the teaching was very good. The teaching that we sat under was very good.
Praise God. Well, it's there's so many people around us that need this. I'm sure you know many that probably need to come.
Yes. In fact, we probably will be bringing more people, I'm sure. So.
Yes.
And it's about a two-hour drive for us, but it's worth it.
Yeah, you're way up there in the Osage country.
We are, yes, Cherokee, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Osage, Cherokee, mm-hmm. Yes. Right there on the Kansas,
did you say Burlsville?
Oklahoma border.
Uh-huh. Yeah, up by Kansas, uh-huh.
Yeah, well, yeah. I work in Bartlesville. I actually live in Caney, Kansas. I actually live right across the border.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm happy you it worked out. You could come down. There's no way you wouldn't be better.
Right. I had
Jesus
some vacation
overall.
Time, so took off that day, and it was well worth it.
That's awesome. Well, in the remaining time, what else comes to you to share with the listeners?
What I would want to share is that I don't care how long you've been a Christian or how long you haven't been a Christian, any time that you can sit under good teaching and the ministry of the Holy Spirit for healing and deliverance, I just want to say it's real. Demons are real. and there's just so much that we don't know and understand, and we can let pride get in our way or fear, and that's not from the Lord, and you know, it's His delight to heal us and to deliver us, and I just would encourage everybody to seek that out, and it's not going to hurt you, that's for sure. So I just encourage everybody to seek it out, to seek the Lord out, because He wants to deliver us from anything and free us up from anything that would stand in a way of our relationship with Him. And it can. I mean, you know, when you're for me, I was anxious. There was some anxiety that was coming on me that I hadn't had before, and I wasn't getting some breakthrough on some things, and I was coming under fear when I hadn't been under fear before, and you know, that's not of the Lord. So sometimes we just need help. We need each other.
Yes. Minister one to another. Praise God.
That's right.
Well, Kim, thank you so much for calling in tonight and sharing that great testimony, and that has to encourage others. And look forward to you coming down again and bringing some of your people up there.
I will do that.
Well, God bless you, Kim. Thank you again.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you, Kim. Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Good testimony. It's good testimony. I like... with hers, just how even though she had recognized there was issues and worked on them and did get some deliverance, that I guess the way to put it is not all deliverances are created equal. And that's what about the system that Pastor Cox has developed over the years, is a system that helps get to the root causes, help close the doors and heal the trauma that is so much is always there. And it helps keep the doors shut, and then they provide you the tools to stay free. And I'm not going to put down any other deliverance system I've seen, but I've paid attention and watched some different deliverance ministers who that use social media, and it seems like they just go like you did in the beginning, Pastor, and they just go, boom, let's attack them. We got this power, we got the storage, let's just get them out. And they just go and go and go until they get it out, but they don't seem to shut the doors. And I often wondered if they're not causing a little bit more harm by not doing that. Not saying that's always the case, but definitely if those doors are not shut, they're going to come back. And it's so important to deal with the legal right, the why the spirit's there. It's so important to deal with the healing, the trauma. It's so important to provide the tools to help stay free, other than just saying, well, you're delivered, go on. And but praise the Lord. Praise the Lord that both of them had good testimonies. And
Ralph, that is the way we started. That is the way we started, of course, in my case, 41 years ago now. And we just figured out the names of the problems, figured those could be the names of the demons, and we'd attack. And quite frankly, the ministry was very hard, and we go into the wee hours. But even then, we help people to varying degrees,
yeah.
Or we'd quit if we just found it never worked. Well, it did work. Yes, a certain number, no doubt, came back, and they had to come again. But there's an easier way. And,
yes, there is.
And that is, if you get those doors shut that the spirits came through in the first place, and then also breaking of satanic assignments that we learned about from the demons themselves coming out of Satan's war room that are put on Christians that have potential in the gospel. Well, the good news is with all power that we've been given, we can break those assignments just by doing it very easy and then command the demons of the assignments to go. So, of course, we keep learning things like anything else. You do it long enough, you ought to get better at it. And we have,
should.
And we've tweaked, and we're still tweaking.
Yes,
but
still learning process.
We've tweaked enough that we can help the majority of people pretty well, and they get their Jesus overhaul. So that's what really fires us up. And of course, because of these steps we learned, we go home earlier instead of 1:30 or 2 in the morning that we did in the beginning, where ministry was so hard. Because we do the door closing and these steps, most people are through by 10:30. I was through by 10:30 Monday night myself, and that's the average. There'll be one or two sometimes out of the dozen plus ministry sessions that may go longer. We blow the whistle at 11:30 for sure, and then have somebody come back if they're not through by then. But most of them are, so. Yeah, the good news is you go home earlier and you've gone through an efficient system that it's easier, quicker, and long-lasting, and hopefully they don't have to come back, and they learned enough, hopefully, to maintain their freedom.
Yes. Work smarter, not harder. That's the way that I always say.
Yeah.
And if you want to know those steps are laid out at deliveranceusa.com. They're also in Pastor's book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, which, again, you can get that by calling Richard the office at 307-742-7582. Let him know you need that book, and he'll definitely get it out to you. So, and those steps are there for a reason. Their steps are there because through experience they've learned that, okay, if we don't do step 1, 2, and 3, 4 is not going to work very well, so don't start with 4 when you haven't got 1, 2, and 3 out of the way. It cuts down on the manifestations. It cuts down on the amount of time. It really breaks those assignments. It breaks the legal rights and helps get them out. So
anybody can learn to do it.
Anybody can learn to do it. That's right. That's where you don't have to feel intimidated. You don't have to feel intimidated, because if you can follow a checklist, you can do this. And it's just like reading a recipe on the back of a box of brownies or something. You just got to look at it and follow directions. Preheat the oven, do this, do that, grease the pan, and go. I mean, it's just as simple as that. There's a checklist, and a checklist is there to remind you that, and you can also take notes going through there. The paperwork of the notes are there that helps you understand, hey, what's your problems? They just look at their list. Well, I'm dealing with depression, dealing with addiction, dealing with lying, dealing with fear, or whatever it may be. And of course, they have what they call the gatekeepers, and they have an asterisk. They have found that whether the Christian, the person's there, circles that they have found most Christians are dealing with that. So go ahead and come against it. I think it was Hunter that said, you know, they went ahead and dealt with those. I didn't think they were there. They dealt with it, and I saw some things come out. So it's the vast majority of people are dealing with those things. They're there because the enemy wants to take us out. And that's just the bottom line. The enemy wants to take us out. But just like he tried to take out Hunter when he was sitting there in that prayer, I think he's just trying to scare him is what he was doing, what the enemy was doing. He was able to take captive his thoughts, apply what he learned, uses authority, and went right past it. And just like Sister Kim did as well, too. So, praise God. Well, we do thank everybody for joining us again this week. We're always so grateful that we have this opportunity to come here on the air and give testimony. And we hope that, but it's often my prayer that this broadcast gets out to somebody who needs to hear what's being said this night. We will see everybody next week. Pastor, as always, God bless. And have a
God bless you, Brother Ralph. Blessings
right.
to everyone.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
ooh, and to overcome, ooh, all the power of the enemy,
ooh, to overcome. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions.
like a hopeless place, a perfect picture of a hopeless case.